Now, the leash could go down as long as it doesn't reach a tefach within the ground. Mashmah, let's say you're 5 tefachim, or your hand is 5 tefachim off the ground. So the leash could go down, mamash 4 tefachim, as long as it doesn't get within the tefach on the ground. So, of course, it's a stira. You just said before, it can't go down a tefach. And the answer, mashmah, go down a lot. B, it's not within the tefach on the ground. Have the Gemara, Kitanya, this last price is talking about, B'chavolo de b'nei b'nei. That's talking about the leash that's between your hand and the dog, let's say. So if the dog is far away, the leash is picked up, the leash itself is always a tefach off the ground. But let's say the dog becomes close to you, and the in between the leash between you and the dog, it becomes lowered down to the ground within a tefach, that's also osur. Because then it's not nikur, it's part of the leash, it's attached to the behema, it looks like stam, you're carrying a string, and that's osur. Trashu v'tan mevachi yegbiyam anakaka tefach. As far down as you want to go, it could go down, even a few tefachim. So that's the stira. First, we say only one tefach, and here it's mashma, even a few. The strap, the leash between your hand and the gomel, the camel. For who ka'amar? Kama de boy in heavy, as far down as it goes, let it go. It has to always be at least a tefach off the ground. Looks like the behemoth is pulling the leash. Boy, because if it goes further down, it's with mamash like touching the ground, it doesn't look like this is a leash protecting the behemoth. It looks like you're carrying something. Doesn't look like you're holding the other hand. So therefore, if in between you and the animal it goes down within the tefach of the ground, that's also. Because the man, it's more than the tefach of the ground, it's mutter. But that's only the part in between you and the animal. But the part that's in your hand, that's afterwards, that's coming down from your hand, that's only mutz, if it comes down less than a tefach. Comes down more than a tefach, that's also wasa.
So it's the Mishnah. Ein chamor yoitze b'mardas b'zman sheinik shur. He's a chamor, a donkey, cannot go out on Shabbos b'mardas, that's with the blanket to cover it from the cold. B'zman sheinik shur alive, it's not tied onto it. So we have shot before in the Gemara that it means it wasn't tied on from before Shabbos. But even though you tie it on now on Shabbos, still it's awesome. We'll soon see Rashi in the Mishnah, the Rashi in the Gemara says why it's awesome. Even in such a case. Vaita, v'loi bezug. A chamor can't go out with a zug, with a bell tied around its neck. Avo pi shepokuk. Even though it's stuffed up, it's not making any noise, still it's awesome. The Gemara says the time it looks like you're going to take it to sell it. V'loi besula and shebet tavoroi. You can't let a chamor walk out on Shabbos with a sulam, that means a yoke that looks like a sulam, a ladder around its neck. Rashi says the tam of these things, even though it's a tzarecha behema, but since you don't tie it on so tight, we're afraid it'll fall off the behema in the middle of Rishus Rabbim, and since it's a chashav azach, the Bible must chayis on it, you'll come to carry the daldams. So Rashi yafa pisha cholu, pokuk bimuchin, stuffed up, shene invul shalem mekashkes. The bell doesn't make any noise. Lashmiya kol v'gemar first time. Mesulam v'tzul kolanal kol masizus rashi mefarsh b'gemar. V'kulam mishum matatam. All these things also in the Mishnah. The chayis alayu. Your chayis is valuable to you. V'nofli yoslasu. You're afraid if it comes to fall off, you come to carry it, pick it up. Right. V'yein haschorim yoytzim biagola. Amol the schorim, the men that we'll see in Gemara, means they have a long tail, and the tail is very fat. And the fatness of it has no bone there, and it used to get scratched on the ground. So they used to put an agol, a little wagon, tied on to the tail, that it shouldn't scratch itself on the floor. And they came up out with this wagon, this small wagon, tied onto their tail. Rashi Eglo, a going crane cut in a very small wagon. Shreis no tachas never under its tail. Shreis one of oyser elim rochav. It's very wide, came in car cotton. Vein boy yetzim, a little bone there. Hella shumanav. The shuman v'yav. It's very thick, the fat. The cup is very heavy. Shenigra loris, when it gets dragged along the ground, nisrat, it gets a scratch. V'nishchas, v'yotzim le'agolo mizgalgeles achrab. They make a little wagon that I should go on. Kishu hoylech v'azon of kosher le'ah. It's tied onto it, so vice versa, afraid they will fall off on Shabbos, they come to carry it. The ease, the ladies, the kevas, yoytzes, chanunas. They can't go out chanunas. We'll see in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, what it means chanunas. You do a little chen, I think it means you put a stick in the nose to make it sneeze.
V'yeinu egal, a small calf, yoytze begimun. Can't go out with a gimun, we'll see in the Gemara. That is, v'loi poro b'or ha-kaifer. A poro can go out with a special skin, the ha-kaifer. Shrashi kupa sheretzu, sheneim of chodim, that has very stingy here. Kemachat. Currently, v'koshin oiroi b'dadei, they take the skin of this animal, it's very sticky, and put it around the dodim, around the udders of it, ha-poro. Shlo yeniku shrotzim. That the shrotzim, the insects, are not come and suck out the milk. Therefore, they protect the dodim. They put around it this like pointy skin. V'loi b'ritzua sheben kenel. Parah can go out with the ritzua straps around its horns. So the mishnah of a parosa shereb lezer ben azayah. But Reb Lezer ben Azayah is one parah. Ha'isa yoytze b'ritzua went out with the strap sheben kenel. Shalei b'ritzachom without the ritzachom. How do you do something connected to what's in Chumim? We'll see in the Gemara, it wasn't really his para, because he was very usher, he had a lot of paras. It means his Shechenim, his neighbor's para went out like this. And since he wasn't Moicha, he didn't stop it, sit as if he did the Avera. We'll see in the Gemara. So that's the Gemara. My time, Kadiyamur. What's the time of the ratio? Why Chumar can't go out if it's Madat, if the blanket is not tied down, like we had before. Because Xerah, what's Rashi? Kedi Amorin she'ena k'shur l'meros Shabbos is not tied on Erev Shabbos. Deloy golim yes Moshe tzrich l'kach. He didn't show us that the animal, this chamor, needs this blanket. She'ena l'malbush. That's what Rashi learns. Mashav, you didn't tie it on Erev Shabbos, so you don't need this from Malbush. So even though now on Shabbos you decide to tie it down, still it's also. Tosis before he asked the question, Rashi, why not? Could be before Shabbos it wasn't cold. Now it got cold. You want to tie it down because it needs it for a blanket. Therefore, Tosis learns that the pshat is that it's a gzera. It looks like you can take it to sell. You can take it to looks like you can take it to sell it in the marketplace. That's why it's awesome. Yeah, fighter. Not with a bell, even though it's stuffed up, it's not a shadow making noise. And what's the issa? Looks like you're taking it to marketplace to sell. Put on a zug, a bell, to make it look nice. So it's also because you're not going to sell behemoths on Shabbos. You can't let a behemoth go out with its type of a yoke that looks like a ladder around its neck. It means like this ladder around its neck as a yoke. Joshua Beluvoy, Shakoshinate Lechi, tied around near its Lechi, near its a jaw. Lemai Abdullah, how come you do this? Lechid Yisle Mak, in case the behemoth has a mak, a wound. Lehode Chayech, but you don't want the behemoth to turn around and bite its wound to scratch it, so you like put a yoke around its neck, it can't move its neck. Rashila Yukula Hakir Tsavori can't move its neck. Lit Sad Hamaka the side of the wound. The Hakakot to scratch it machine with its teeth. The Koshim and Tsavori tie around its sab around its neck. The Khashubim, these things are very choshub to the Bailam. Yoysim Mikshishin, more than we had before, the pieces of wood, Shagabi Yeshev, Behema has a broken leg, you put a piece of wood there to hold it in place, that's mutab. Because those if they fall off, you're not chayas. Over here, if you falls off, chayas alay, the Bailam cares about it. We're afraid he'll come to carry it, we'll forget the Yisrael saw, he'll come to carry it on Shabbos. Fight of Lebrit Sua Shabaragloi. The poor can't go out with Ritsuas with straps around its feet. The Avdilei Legizra. Why do people do it? Legizra Trashi. The Behema Shepsiyosuk Tsarm. The Behema that its steps are very short. And one leg hits the other leg. They hit when they walk. His oisin lo kimin tavat meant like a ring. Shel akolim or ritzuas over obis. Because oisin lo madim upasoyas. Rebegum mokum shenakshin zu bezu. They turn like a cloth around their ankles like. So at the place where the ankles hit one another, there's cloth to protect itself. So it's also part of the hem of the walk out. Vaitu, since you don't tie it so tight, we're afraid it'll fall off on Shabbos and come to walk with the daldamas. Vaitiv Zod Mishnah and the Mor, Vien HaTanagel Yoitzim Bechutin. Tanagel can go out with strings on it. The Abdullah, what do people do it for? Simna. Kiechad Lechalfi. Everybody puts his own simna to show this is his Tanagel. One puts red, one puts blue. But Vaitiv, you don't tie it so strong, so you're afraid it'll fall off. And therefore you can't carry, you come to carry it on Shabbos. Vloib Ritzua, not with strings. What's the hey, one is Chutin and one is Ritzuas. Both it says also by Tamagirlis. Why is both of them? What do you have Ritzuas for? And Gemara, the Avdik Yehechad Lo Lisperumani. You do it to tie up their legs so they shouldn't be able to jump and break Kedlam. Shrashi Shakosh Vishne Regle, you tie it to 2 feet. Yachat together, Ritzua Wixor, the small string. Shalaituchal Hor Magleel Hatis. They can't pick up his leg to break Kedlam. Fight the Ein has Chorim Yetzim Magola. The Chorim can't go out with this type of a wig attached to its tail. So the Gemara ki hechad lo lechamton al yosi. You don't want it to scratch, hurt its tail, so you put a wagon around it on the bottom of it, so it drags along on the wagon, and the Xeris will fall off on Shabbos and come to carry the Adam as Mishos Rabbin. The Ein has Chelim Yetzis Chanunas. So the Chelim can't go out with Chanunas, wearing this Chanunas. So Mora Yosef Ravacha Bar Ula, Kaim Medu Abchizda. In front of Chizda, the Yosef Koma, they said, "Mishor shagoyzes in oisa." The time when you make ziza, you shear off the wool, is timed in lo azik. What do people do? They take a piece of shmata, a piece of wool, a piece of cotton, b'shem and dip it into oil. Homanichem la'afadachti, you put it around its forehead. Kadesh lo tistoinin. As I was never cold. As I before the animal, the sheep had a lot of wool to protect it. Now you're shearing off the wool; it's going to get cold. So you want to take good care of it. Now let it walk out with this cotton around its forehead. Omlay Rav Chisda, imkay masisa marukfa. It means such good care nobody takes of an animal. That's why the way you take care of marukfa is like that. If he has a cold or something wrong, you put some cotton on his forehead. But for Behema, nobody does that. That can't be pshat in Chanunas in the Mishnah. Elu Yosef HaPapa Vashmur Kaimad Rav Chisda. The Yosef Koma. It means Vishor Shekarat Elit. When a Behema is about to give birth, Toim Din Lo, the person that's there, dips in Shnei Azokim, 2 pieces of cotton, Shalshem, and duct stuck into oil. Om Anich In Lo, Echad Al Padachta, when you put over the animal's forehead, the Echad Al HaRechem, when you put over the base Rechem, the womb. Kadesh at Tisham, the womb should heat up, it should be easy, the pregnancy, the labor should be easy, the birth. Omele Rav Nachman Vaitim, Kei Masisa Yalsa, you make it like his wife. The Yalsa, it means you take such good care to a lady, to your own wife, but not to a behema, still it's Shvila, can't be Pshan Chalunas in the Mishnah. Elo Omele Rav Funa, Eitz Echod Yesh Bekarcha Yom, there's a special tree that comes from Karcha Yom, V'chonim Shemoy, that's the name of the tree. What do you do? What's the purpose? Tie it onto the animal form? Or mevi and kisim, take a splinter with this tree. Or menichin lo bechoit mosa, you tie it onto its nose. Kadesh et satish, you want the animal to sneeze. The rechelis, you want them to sneeze. The yiplo darni roshin, all the insects on its head will fall off. So that's called a chanunis. This piece of wood from the tree chonin to make it sneeze. For the Mori Hochi is Chorm Nami, if it's a purpose to make its knees to get the insects off the head, why only the cavers, even Chorm also? And the Mori Kima the Menatchi is Chorm Badodi, since the animal Shtois, they push Menatchi, Chorm Badodi, Memela Nafli, thereby itself the insects fall off. Now Shankin the cavers that don't Shtois one another, then we have to come on to make them sneeze. Shimon is Zero Aima, Kisma the Risma means a piece of a splinter that comes from the tree Risma. It's not the wood is called Chonun, though the wood is called Risma. So the more Vishleim Larafuna Hainoduktoni Chanunis. That's why the Mishnah said Loshin Chanunis, because this piece of wood comes from the tree called Chonun. Elo Larabon and Maichanusa. What does the Mishnah call Loshin Chanunis for? It means this piece of splinter that comes from the tree called Risma, that makes it sneeze. Now what does it got to do with the word Chanunis? What does Chonun got to do with the word Risma? And the Gemara, the Avdina lo milsa de merach mi alayu. Chanunis comes from Loshin Chen, it being kind to the animal. It means we're doing something kind to the animal. We're making it sneeze, kadeh that the darna, all the insects from the head will fall off it. So that's why it's called Chanunis. Still, it's also for it to go out, because you don't tie it on so tight, we're afraid it will fall off on Shabbos, and then come to carry with the Dalarams. Paita. Vienna egol yoitze begimun. It's the small calves can't go out with gimun. My egol begimun. What does an calf mean with a gimun? Omrafuna bar nira. Trashi bar nira means oil cotton, a small yoik. Shemanichin egol, you put around the young calf, pitzavori on its neck. Shie lomed lochav, it should be used to bending down its head. Roishal kashivdo. You want the cow always to bend its head down, so it should be ruggle bakach, so you put a yoke right away when it's young. Omri Ablaz, the my mashma that gimun loshin the mechav. We have to write that gimun means loshin of bending down. You see, halachoyif kagmon or roshish. Should I bow down my head? So you see, agmon hachov means bowing down. Vayta v'loy pora biar hakoyfer. You can't tie around the paw, around the dodim, around the others of the para, the skin of a kofer, who we said has very sticky, pointy hairs. What's the purpose of it? So tomorrow, the Avdi law, people do it, ki echad olim tsuya yali. You don't want the insects, or the shrotzim, to come and suck out the muk of the para, therefore you protect it by putting this hair, this piece of skin that has pointy hair that will kill the animals, kill the shrotzim from sucking the milk. You can't let a pora go out with the straps around its horns. So Dumara Ila Rav the Yom Ben Lunoi Ben Lishomer Osir. Rav will learn before says Kerem, you can't put around the Kerem Zaifa Noi. He holds Noi it's Osir. And Nuwa Din Lishma, even though you're doing for the purpose to watching it, but it's called a Shmira, you don't need a pora does need a Shmira. So a Shmira Yisayrosa is Osir according to Rav. Vashankin Ilish Shmuel. The Yom Lanoi Yosir. He only says Lanoi Yitzos. It was not a derech for Parah to walk out with the Ritzuas Ben Kaneh. So it's called the Master. There's no heter of Noi for this Parah. Of Elishma Mutter. Shmuel Shita was, even though you make. Hogman Gemara Daf Nundalid Amadeis. You can't tie around the skin of kofer around the paw, around the dodim, around the others of the paw. What's the purpose of it? This or hakofer, Rashi before said, was skin of the animal called kofer that has very pointy hairs on it. So that keeps away the yali, the insects are coming to suck the milk out of the paw. Therefore, we protect the paw by putting around its udders this skin that has a lot of points to it that keeps away the yali. The para can't walk out with the ritsuas between its horns. Rav before said, when you're doing it for noi, or even for shmira, since it doesn't need it, the shmira is awesome. Shmuel before said, lenoi, it's not a derech, it's awesome. Mashenken, lishmar, since a metzias it's a shmiri, even though it's more, a parah doesn't need a shmiri at all. But since you put the ritzuas around the kaneh, and you could grab it that way, it could be for shmiri, it's mutter, according to Shmuel. As Shmuel before said, a shmiri is a rosa is mutter. Right, the parosa is Reblozer ben Azayah. For the Gemara, v'chol the parah heavy, that he only have one parah heavy lay. V'amarav, v'yamilo amrav yudamarav, t'reisa alfei egli, 12,000 agolim. Have a meister, Reb Lezer ben Azayah, miyedri kol shasa v'shasa. Every year he had new behemoths born to him. They added new behemoths, one tenth of what was born to him was 12,000. That's how many paras he had. So what's the episode? Only one para went out with the Ritzuas ben Kaneh, and the Gemara Tana, loy shaloy hoysa. His para didn't belong to him. About he wouldn't do the yisa. Ela shal shchein osay hoysa. It belonged to his neighbor. Since he didn't stop her from doing it, Nikras Hal Shemoy, it's considered like he did the chet. Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yechna, Rav Chaviva, Masnil, Bakula, Seder, Demoyed. They're saying whenever turns in Seder, Moyed, Kol, Kihai, Zug, all of these Zug, these type of Amroyim, Yishno, Chaluf, Rabbi Yechna, and take out Rabbi Yechna, and Mile Rabbi Yenison. Seder, Rabbi Yechna, should be Rabbi Yenison. What do they say? Said, Kol me, Shev Shalim, Chazdan, Shebesai, anybody that in his house, he could stop his wife or his children from doing averus, but the Michi doesn't stop them, is nitzvah alan shebeisa. He'll get the einish for what they're doing. He's part of the chet. The Yanshe Iroi, somebody could stop all the people in the city from doing averus, and he doesn't stop the nitzvah alan shebeisa. He'll get an einish for their averus. The Cholel and Kulei, someone's like a good lador that everybody will listen to you, and you have a clear to stop them from doing an averus, and you don't stop them, is nitzvah al Cholel and Kulei. You'll get an einish for everybody's averus. Omurat Papa. The Hainu de Vei Reshkalusa, and the people of Vei Reshkalusa, Nitfasu Akuliyama, they'll be Nitfas, they'll get an Einish for the whole world. Because since they're the leaders, they rule over the whole world, like they're the Reshkalusa, they have a care to stop them. If they don't stop them, not Meichel, they'll get an Einish. Kiho di Yamarav Chanina, Maidich Sin, what did the Bosa say of Hashem and Mishmat? Yavoi im Zikne Amoi Visorov, Hashem will go and to Dan the people with the Zakanim with the Sorov. Im Sarim Chotiv, the princesses did Chatoyim.